Hi, this is a dictation for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J-P-A-L-M-A-R. P-A-L-M-E-R, date of birth is 4-10-1990, date of accident 8-2-2023. The date of service is 9-8-2023. Session presents for follow-up. She was last seen on 8-7-2023, a month ago. And she reports that she is now having pain in the left shoulder and is unable to move more than 140 degrees, after which it becomes quite painful in abduction and flexion, and is here for checkup. She also has severe pain in the lower back and also severe spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscles, severe spasm in the paraspinal muscles, on feeling, especially on the left side, quite tender and hypertonic. 2+. The lower back pain is also present in the left sacroiliac joint, mostly, as well as shooting down to the left buttock and left upper thigh posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. But this pain stops it by the knee. She has no incontinence of the urine bowel, no bleeding issues. She points out some pain to the left lower ribs, which are painful on deep breath. She reports being exhausted, tired, and she's unable to pick up her kids as she cannot lift them due to the pain. She cannot reach higher in cabinets to pick up the dinner plates. And while going up, she must hold down the banister to go up. She's walking. When she walks in a sunlight, she feels dizzy and headaches turns her back. Otherwise, the headaches are minimal and there is no nausea and vomiting. And the patient has a generalized spasm in the posterior part, and physical therapy is going on, but only 20 to 30% improvement has been reported. Pain level is 9 throughout. She has no pain in the neck area, middle back area, only in the lower back and the left shoulder and left hip. Overall, ADLs are affected at 9. 30% improvement is reported by the patient. Please check the chart for the ADLs for system review, as well as for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 99/54, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit of 8-7-2023, dictation number 0820-029. Kindly add that in musculature, there is a severe spasm in the trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum muscle, and paraspinal muscles throughout from T12 to L5 on the left side with several trigger points. Also, in the extremities examination, we find that in the left shoulder, patient has reported some pain, especially on lifting the arm up to 140 degrees is painless, but beyond that, it is painful in abduction as well as in flexion. Otherwise, the shoulder does appear completely normal with no dislocation or any laceration or any contusion. And Hawken Kennedy test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Speed test, near tests are positive. Drop arm test was negative. The muscle strength is 4/5. On the last visit, patient was provided pain medications as well as orders for MRI, neuroquant study, brain, as well as the lumbar spine MRI. And somehow they have not been done. She also was provided with a prescription for Norco 5/325 12 hourly, Furoset for headaches, Neurontin 600 milligram 3 times a day, and Naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, and Lidocaine. I have refilled all of those medications again today, including the Naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, and Lidocaine. Narco has been updated to 7.5/325. Peer research are 50 tablets are provided. Neurontin 90 tablets are provided 3 times a day for help. She has not received the quad cane and rotator walker. They have been ordered. She should be receiving them. Cold compression and back brace were ordered, and she has received the back brace so far. And other than that, patient is now reordered to get the neuroquant study for the brain at M1 imaging, and then also to the an X-ray of the left ribs and left hip is ordered, and including pelvis on the left side to make sure there is no fracture. There is one letter from the hospital that patient brought, which says a indication for transverse process fracture of L4, but we don't have any records available. We are going to re-ask for the records from the Henry Ford Hospital. The patient will be seen in 10 days after her MRI for the lumbar spine is done to move further. Thank you. His advice to use rest and heat in the area, or cold compression, one of them, according to what therapist recommend. Thank you.